This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting. Oh, that was disgusting. Tweeting and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're with me watching the world implode around us. That's crazy. And the more I look out there, and the more I see what's going on, the more, see, I already hit the ground running. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there on the website, and I do appreciate you being part of the activity. How's that? We'll start off with that one. Anyway, always. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Anyway, you know, when I first start the show, I got windows popping up everywhere. You guys start, you know, hey, hi. And it's good. That's cool. I just got to keep clearing them to get them out of the way. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Xander Gibbs going to join us after the first break. I know how much you guys love him. You kind of tolerate me, but you love him. He's with us every week. Always kicks off Friday. And he was hot today. He was all over it today. Matter of fact, I had to kind of slow him down a bit. You know what I'm saying? So only in California can beach balls be racist. I'm not joking. I'm serious. Some of you go like, no, you're making it up again, right? Yeah, because I make it up every night. But no. So apparently progressive students are freaked out by a beach, I'm sorry, Southern Illinois University, not Southern California. Conservative students at Southern Illinois University were informed by police that their free speech ball was freaking out leftist students on campus who complained about its presence on campus. So now a beach ball sent them into a comatose mindset. Campus Reform reports that conservative student activists from Turning Point USA, the Leadership Institute, and the Young Americans for Liberty can be seen speaking to police officers. Now, the students were welcoming other students to write messages on the beach ball to exercise their First Amendment rights. Campus police stopped the students from doing so, informing them that the school received numerous reports from students who were scared by the ball. Is it one of the parents who helped raise these children? Would you call and explain this? Can you explain to me how you raised a child that is afraid of magic marker words on a beach ball? Anyway, the police told them that they were not operating in a public space. This is not considered like a public operation. Right now, we're going to have to put the ball away, he said, adding that why, is it his ball? I would have got arrested on purpose. I really would. I wouldn't have been violent about it, but I would have got arrested on purpose. This is not considered like a public place right now, and we're going to have to put the ball away. Adding that the ball was freaking a lot of people out. A lot of spineless little snowflakes were getting nervous. Now, an activist who stood up to the police asked to know what specific policy the group had been violating, as they were simply exercising their right of free speech. Well, I don't think it's considered a public place, the officer responded, but relented to suggestions that the school was funded by the state of Illinois. He suggested that the students sign up to make their event official with the school, reiterating that other students, not part of the group, were scared of the ball. Really? Seriously? Yeah. Other students could be heard asking if people were afraid of the beach ball. The officer replied in the affirmative. Yeah, he said. Another officer added with some resignation that people are reporting that they're scared of the beach ball and what's going on here. You hear that? And what's going on there? What is going on there? They're writing words on a ball. On a ball, plastic ball, filled with air, about the weight of a balloon. Because, you know, if you get hit in the head with that, it might hurt you. But then again, if there's nothing between the ears, it probably would hurt you. The officer said that it wasn't his intention to infringe on the conservative student's constitutional right, but at the same time, everyone around here also has the right to feel safe and secure. Well, within reason. Seriously. If they're afraid of a beach ball, that becomes more of a mental issue, don't you agree? At least that's how I see it. What if I'm afraid of tall, fat people? Will you remove them from the campus? What if I'm afraid of people wearing Hawaiian shirts? Would you make them take the shirt off? Just amazing. He said that everybody around here has rights also. Yeah, but see, constitutional rights, right, they trump your bad feelings rights, your good feelings, because you don't have rights to feel good or feel bad. He went on to say they have a right to feel not intimidated. No, it depends on what they're feeling intimidated by. He said right now they feel intimidated by your ball. That'd be nice. The police said the students eventually agreed to have free speech ball remain so long as it was on the grass and not on the walkway. Southern Illinois University informed Campus Reform that it believes the student activists violated school policy governing freedom of expression and demonstration activities by not seeking approval for their activity. You know, throwing a beach ball around, as we all know, can be very dangerous. Oh, God. Sandy Gibb joins me after the break. Maybe he can bring some sanity to the situation. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend, again, on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And, you know, I'm not going to beat it up. Let me get him on, and then I'll, not him, the issue, later. I'll beat it up. Back with us like he is every, I always enjoy having him on. We have such a good time. Matter of fact, we have better time during the break than we do when we're actually on the radio. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week to help me kick off the weekend. I'd say he teaches me how to party, but I don't think so. Anyway, Xander, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, sir. I'm too tired to party when it comes to Friday. I want my slippers and, you know, a glass of wine, a slice of pizza. No Twitter.
Oh.
Get it away from me.
Ooh. You hit the 50-year mark, didn't you? I'm just kidding. I know you're younger than that.
No, I'm just not. I'm 35.
Actually, you know, I got another year this year. Did you know that? Did you hear about that?
No. Just
for some odd reason, I thought I was 58. Don't ask me why. Just don't even go into it. But I thought I was 58. And so I come around, I'm telling everybody I'm turning 59, I'm turning 59. My wife says to me, "You're an idiot. You're turning 58. I said, "Oh, my sweet Jesus, I get another year. That's so cool."
You mean your much younger wife told you that?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Because I would have never known. You know, people used to say to me, "How young is she?" Right? Like they were alluding to the fact that I was paying her to be my wife or something. You know? So,
yeah.
Well, they knew it wasn't my money because I don't have any. So it couldn't have been that, right?
I can attest to the fact that it's because she loves me. She told me so.
Does she? Yeah.
She's diluted. But
the drugs, the drugs are working. That's all I like to say.
Yeah.
The drugs are really, I got the right combo and everything's cool. So, hey, you're like among the royalty of Twitter wars. You when you get rolling on that, I watch your stuff pop up like every 30 seconds. And you're back at it with the lovely, what is her name, Anna Navarro?
Yes, Anna the Rhino, as we call her. I just kind of cannot get this logic that everything that Donald Trump does is wrong. I mean, you know, people have this ideology that because I'm a Trump supporter, you know, I'm part of Gays for Trump and blah, 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 that I won't, you know, I agree with everything that comes out of his mouth and everything he does and every policy. Not true. You know, I'm not going to list the things that I disagree with him because I don't think that is positive. But, you know, look at my timeline and you'll see when there are things that I disagree with him on, I tell him, you know, and I'm sure he listens and thinks, you know, Sanders said this, that will change it.
He checks email just for you every morning. Don't you know that?
He does. The Donald loves the Xander. But my problem is that, you know, she's paid, obviously, to say these things. Now, the other day, she tweeted a thing of a picture of LeBron James with a T-shirt on that had a finger with, you know, kind of giving the finger to Trump that
right.
had been photoshopped. So, you know, it went, you know, she got millions of likes for it. And I'm like, you know, who do you have to send the check back to now for sharing that picture? Because the concern is that if you are a paid commentator that will say whatever is necessary to get paid, then we cannot listen to you. We cannot trust you because you're clearly biased and you're biased towards where the check is coming from.
You know, it's funny you bring this up and you're talking about this. I've actually been tracking and watching it. We are being blocked on what do they call it? Shadow blocking. We're being blocked on Facebook. We're being blocked even on Twitter. Now, during the show, producer Tammy tweets out, I don't know, 5-6 times an hour or whatever it is. And my mailbox used to fill up with responses from people, right? Now I barely get any responses. So either we went from being really pretty good to really sucking overnight, if you know what I mean. Right? Or we're being pseudo-blocked, and it's the same thing on Facebook. We actually have people telling us that they can't get, and I'm looking right at it on Facebook, but they can't get to the live feed on Facebook. So how is it that I can get to it, right, and they can't get to it? They can't find it. They can't connect to it.
I think you're absolutely right that there was this pseudo-blocking going on social media towards conservatives. The liberals want to sell you this narrative that, you know, Facebook is totally pro-conservative. And, you know, it came out this week that, you know, that Mark Zuckerberg took money from the Russians.
From the Russians.
From the Russians to advertise for Hillary. So don't tell me that he's, you know, pro-conservative. You know, and with regards to Twitter, you know, this is the second time now I've applied for the blue tick. I've had five series of a TV show. I'm a known conservative commentator, with, you know, a well-known, radio show, but they won't give me a blue tick, but they will give the Kardashians cleaner a blue tick. So, well, what am I doing wrong, Joe?
Well, you got to grow your butt a little bigger, apparently, and that, for lack of a better way of saying it, that goes a long way. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Yeah.
Ba-dum-boom.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. I will not be here all week.
So, good.
Yeah, I know. No, but there's a bias there. They've gotten too powerful. This is, again, one of those situations where I don't know if it's we as conservatives. I don't know. You know, I'm not going to play, what do they call it, Monday Night Quarterback. I don't know how you could have stopped them. But when you see somebody coming up like this, Google and Facebook and even YouTube, for that matter, which is part of Google, and you see how much power they're getting and how much influence they have. I mean, look, there's 8 billion people on the planet. They don't all vote. They're not all involved in politics. You have Facebook, who has over 2 billion, with a B, 2 billion active accounts on Facebook. What kind of influence are we talking about here? You know, I talked to a congressman recently, had a sit-down with him, and asked him point blank, we have monopoly laws. We have laws where we took AT&T to task years gone by. What's the chances that Facebook and Google are going to be taken on? And he made the zero sign, you know, with his hand.
Really?
He said, look, you're talking about people that can take you down within days because of the amount of influence that they have as the messages they let out and let in. Listen, we're going to go for a quick break, but that's something I want to hit on the other side of the break, because that, think about that. That's scary. I mean, it's just scary thinking that they have that much power that even the legislators won't take them on. We'll talk about that in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
I'm back. Hopefully you are, too. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me and the slack you cut me. But let's get right back to it. Xander, I don't want to waste any of his time. I always love when I have him on the show. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, and I always enjoy having him around so much when he's on. He helps us kick off the weekend, usually on a positive note. We get deep into things, but he hits it on a positive note. Xander, first, thanks for being with me, and second, let's just keep that momentum going. We talk, you know, about the amount of power that social media has. Now, there are alternatives, but until they really get some momentum and some more players, it's going to be next to impossible to get the message out.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think, sometimes it just seems like you're, to steal a British phrase, flogging a dead horse. But I think we've got to keep on with it. It's people like us. It's good conservatives that are true conservatives that help to get Donald Trump elected to the position that he's in, and it's us that will continue to keep him there, because there's got to be a counterbalance with all of this negative fake media, and I think that we are that. We are the counterbalance to that, because we're willing to share the truth. We're willing to actually put the stories out there, like the story today of the cop that got hurt in the motorcade, and Donald Trump wouldn't even leave on his plane. He stopped his plane from leaving so he could call and make sure the guy was okay. You don't hear about that, Donald Trump. And I have to add, the guy was a cop. The guy was black. No.
He could have been black. That was a Photoshop thing, because Trump hates black people.
Yeah, horrible cop hating Donald Trump. Would not have done that. But I just. I'm actually drawn to defend the guy when he's in the wrong. I mean, he says and does some silly things, and I can't defend him on everything.
No.
But I have to defend him on the things that are not true. Because, I mean, how can you be anti-Semitic if your daughter is married to a Jew? Your daughter's accepted Judaism. Does he hate his daughter? Does he hate her? Does he hate his grandchildren? I'm sure that's not the case.
Well, you know what it is, right? I mean, it's like you. I mean, liberal logic, right? What do they call you?
Yeah.
You make some comments on a peace of mind, and they were calling you homophobic.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there scratching your head. Go, how do I even respond to this? It shows you how, you want to say disingenuous, flat-out lying they are? I mean, it shows you they really don't want to have an open conversation when they call a gay man homophobic. It makes no sense.
I don't know how we got to this point where we disagree and we're a phobe or a hater, because we should be able, you know, to disagree. You know, there are Republicans I disagree with, but I'm not anti-Republican. Not anymore, anyway. You know? So we've got to be able to disagree and have this level of civil discourse. But it's concerning that that willingness to enter into civil discourse does not come often enough from the other side of the aisle, and it should. Because, I maintain, for all the years I've been doing the X-Rad show, even when it was Zandermonium, that what will save America is left and right uniting to work together for a better America. But that ain't going to happen while the left don't want to work with us.
It's true. It's so true. And it's almost like you start to take, and it's the wrong attitude to take. I'll give you that up front. But you start to take on this attitude going, you know, I'm not even going to engage. Because I don't want the aggravation. And this person is not going to cut me any slack or really have an open conversation. It's like, look, I was starting to tell you about this guy that wrote a nasty piece about me locally in the paper. And it was, and part of it, one of the stories in there was about a story that got posted. And you know, the several media companies that I work with got posted on a website and then pulled back down again because it was fake news or false news, whatever you want to call it. But it was right. It went up and came down so fast that by the time I got a complaint about it and went to pull it myself, it was already pulled down. Right. So the reporter says to me, why don't you apologize? I said, no more. Because what happens is when I apologize, they come after me even harder and they say, look, see, he's wrong. He doesn't check his stories. He needs to be off the air. He needs to be off the school board. So these people only have compassion and understanding for their own thieves. Right? I mean, compassion is for Hillary, right? I mean, Wiener, and the rest of them.
Get off the planet, Mr. I think that it's a double standard. It's a constant double standard. You know, on my website, it clearly states that, you know, what I do is to give a non-apologetic response to the world around me. And if I get it wrong, I will say so. But ultimately, I think we have to be unapologetic, because I'm not here to be liked. I'm here to make a difference. And that's what sets me apart from other commentators.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not about how big a check you're going to write me. If you want to write a check to support the show, that's great. But it won't influence what I'm going to say.
No, and that's, you know what, that's what I like about you. And you know, the handful out there that won't be influenced by a sponsor threatening the poll or what have you. I actually lost a sponsor for quite some time because I refused to stop talking about abortion. And this person was not involved in the abortion business, but had a very large liberal group that he worked with, and it was causing him some problems. So, but you can't put your principles aside for the almighty dollar, because it's not really the almighty dollar anyhow.
No.
So, you know, if you're like me, most of the time you don't kneel or stuff like that, because it's very hard to get back up again. But when it comes to when it comes to the NFL, these guys are just putzes. And I did a rant on this the other day. When it comes to how do you feel sorry, right, for an organization, a sports organization, it's over 70% black. I think it's 71-72% black. All right, these guys are getting at a minimum $1 million a year. Some of them are making 10, 12, 15 million a year. I don't know what they're doing giving back to their old community or helping out their own community or what have you. But to actually take a knee during the flag, which is the exact wrong time to take it, and what do you want to call it, in defiance to not believing that we live in a free country, think about Kaepernick, you know, $16 million, all right? He's a black man. A white family picked him up because his family abandoned him. I'm sorry, yeah. Hello. A white family, right? And it's not because they felt guilt towards slavery. It's because they loved the child, right?
Yeah.
So he is the epitome of how America – now, we've had our problems in the past, but we work at fixing them. He's the epitome of what America and the American dream is all about. And it's oppressive? The flag is oppressive? Seriously?
So, you know, I have so much to say about this guy because, you know, he never started to complain about these things until his career started flagging. So that kind of puts flags up for me. You know, no one wants to employ you, so what you do is start, you know, kicking up hassle. You know, it's even been suggested that he did all of this, you know, to impress his Muslim girlfriend. You know, the jury is still out on that one. But the biggest issue about this for me is how ridiculous the ideology behind all of this is. Because if you're saying this is about unarmed black, you know, young black people being killed, and that's a response to it, I want to know who's going to take any of all of the cops that are murdered every single year. Who's going to bend a knee for them? Who's going to make a difference to them? Who's even going to talk about it? I'm amazed. I really am.
Yeah, I am too. I look at this stuff, and again, on a regular basis, I sit there and try to figure out, okay, if I'm sitting in their shoes, what do I change? How do I change the narrative by taking a knee? I don't believe it's helping their situation.
No.
Okay? I mean, forgive me. I know people are going to get on my cases, but forgive me. Every group, you know, first of all, every group deserves to be treated like human beings. Every group deserves to be treated with love and respect. So I don't want people thinking I just hate these particular groups, but you go down every group and they have their subgroups that go way over the top. You know,
right.
You get, look, the gay pride parade in San Francisco. I don't know any other one. I've just seen pictures from that one. And I get the biggest kick out of it because, you know, the gay community, there's a lot they've added to society. There's a lot that they've added. But when I think of gay pride, now, because of the parade. See, if I go just based on the accomplishments of the gay community, that's one thing. If I look at that parade, every time I hear the word gay pride, I think a half-naked, well, almost all naked men who simply have a pink boa wrapped around their neck, and they're, you know, flaunting themselves all over the place. I'm thinking, how does that get your point across? How does that make us take you seriously?
I don't feel that it does. And the other side of this as well for me is that, you know, as an openly gay man, it does not represent me in any way, shape, or form. You know, men walking around with their bottom hanging out the back of their trousers and half naked, and some of them even totally naked.
Yeah.
Then I went to Pride 25 years because it was a family event, and everybody was welcome. You know, gay, straight, black, white, gay, you know, whatever you were welcome. And it was a family event. It was none of the, you know, getting gay.
A family event, which is the way it should be. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Any parade should be a family event, isn't it? We'll be back in a minute. More with Xander Gibb after this. Don't go far. Seriously, get up your coffee. You don't want to miss anything.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Don't ever tell him to look like it. Seriously. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Do not call. I won't answer the phone, because I'm going to get right back to it. Xander Gibb joins us, as he does every week, to kind of like help us kick off the weekend. What do you think, huh? We're in the stretches, they say, because I know it's getting late, and I want to make sure Xander has enough time for his beauty sleep. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins us, as he does every week, helps me kick off the weekend. And, Xander, first of all, how do people find you? I don't mean physically, because I know that the pizza store was getting upset that you were filling the place up, but how do they find you online and read some of your writings?
He said thank you for the publicity, by the way. But you can find me at xandergibb.com, but follow me on Facebook and Twitter. You know, support me on social media. Like my tweets if you agree with the things that I'm saying, because the whole point is we have to work together to make America
support each other. Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Support me. Yeah. I don't care about anybody else. You support me.
Oh, God. Well, you can, yeah, right, support me. You can send the rent check, too. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, it is just amazing to me how, you know, people think a guy like me speaks out. I was just talking about this week. If I talk about the black community, I can't talk about it because I'm not black. I bring on our buddy Corey Duncan, right? And, oh, no, I went out and specifically found a black guy, right, that believed like me, because there's no chance that black people believe like we do. Same thing with women. You know, I can't talk about women's issues. I don't have a uterus. So what do? I went out and found the only black woman that agrees with me. These people can accept nothing. That, you know, for people who are supposedly accepting, you know, accepting people, they can't accept anything when it comes from the right. It's amazing.
No. I mean, I often get asked, you know, I often get told, oh, you don't speak for the gay community. I never said I did. I don't even speak for the conservative community. Because the only person I speak for is me. That's who I speak for. I put my opinions across. These are my opinions. I speak for no one but me. And if you want to agree with that or add to that or disagree with that or have some civil discourse, that's wonderful. But, you know, don't take it where it doesn't need to go.
Yeah, I really think it's interesting how they have to always make something bigger than what it is. And I had a liberal defend me this week who did read the book after somebody made fun of it and said, you know, I see what he's trying to do. He's trying to get you to think. I don't know why people fear that so much. And that's what I've come to the conclusion, that people are afraid of, if they're, you know, stuck in their own thought. You know, all right, so here's a little bit of, I know I'm all over the place, right? So here's, what was it, the iPod? I mean, going back a ways, obviously. And then you got the earbuds. And I remember my kids sitting there, and I could hear the music coming out of those iPods sitting at the kitchen table, you know, 10, 12 feet away. And I'm going, turn those down. You're making me crazy over here. And I came to the conclusion that what it's doing is it's forcing all the thought out of their head. They're just hearing the music while they're afraid to be alone with themselves.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, absolutely. I think that, I think that America has changed so much, and I think that, you know, kids are, you know, I think not just kids, but adults too. It's kind of, we're given this ideology of how we're supposed to be. And if we even kind of, you know, stray away from that even slightly, we're seen as wrong or different. We're not supposed to challenge the norms. We're not supposed to challenge things that are seen as societal, commentary, you know, finals.
Right.
But I think we've always got to do that. Because when we don't do that, we comply. I'm not here to comply. I'm here to make a difference.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think that what scares me, though, of all the things that people believe, I never really had a problem with, well, I know they consider me the same, but I never really had a problem with the nut jobs who believe totally different than I did, you know, everybody gets a free pass and all this other stuff, but when it gets to the point where they're getting violent about it, shoving it down our throats, and you can't even discuss, you know, you and I talked about this a few weeks ago, I shared that piece about transgenderism, and I said, look, adults can do whatever they want. They're adults. They make the decisions based on the information they have, I hope, and you can't do that. But when it comes to the young kids, 5, 6, 7, 8, how can you give them hormone blockers? How can you encourage them to head in a direction without having all the information? I didn't say don't do it, you're a bad mother or dad if you do it. I just simply said, please make sure that you got all the data available from both sides of the aisle, or both sides of the situation. Well, they tore me up as hating transgenders. I'm thinking, wow, I can't even ask the question, do you have all the information?
Well, right? I think it's a bit deeper than that. I'm going to go on a limb. I know you know, you might not do that yourself with regards to this, but I'm going to out and out say that if you're giving your children hormones, and, you know, making alterations to parts of their body, then that's child abuse as far as I'm concerned.
Well, there are doctors now coming out on the liberal doctors, and it's not a political thing. These are truly liberal doctors who say, look, not that we're saying that they shouldn't be encouraged to live a different lifestyle if that's where they want to go, but what the doctors are saying is we don't have enough data. We don't have enough we haven't been watching this long enough to know if it has long-term effects, especially, you know, hormone blockers, which don't just, you know, at the surface level, they think it's just blocking you from moving into puberty to become a male or whatever. But we don't know what chemical issues may come up later on because there are things in your body that need to, male or female, that need to develop. So that doesn't sound like a political or conservative conversation. That sounds like a conversation that says when it comes to medical science, we don't have enough data to make a decision on this, to help you make a decision on this. It's just amazing to me how that is. Can't talk.
But, But don't you see, it doesn't even require any of that for them to disagree. They can actually know you're right and they still want to disagree, just for the sake of disagreeing.
So, you know...
You see, how do we move on from all of this in America right now? Because we're so divided.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't, you know, it's like we can't just lay down and accept it. Because, you know, I hope that Donald Trump's going to get a second term. You know, they're already unhappy now after a year. What are they going to be like after 8 years?
Oh, can you imagine what these people are going to be like over the next few years? They're going to be catatonic. Seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Rosie O'Donnell has already, like, booked herself in for you know, like, psychiatric assessments for the second term of Donald Trump.
I don't know the woman. And I think, I don't know if you told me once you did know her or you...
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean... You've got to have some personality when most of the people around you don't want to be with you. Okay? Yeah. I don't know her. I only know what I read. I know what her daughter wrote. I know some people who have worked with her, people on The View, and she is almost unmanageable. You know, I mean, I don't know. I just find it amazing. And yet, she wants people to take her seriously.
I mean, in fairness, the stuff about her daughter is bipolar, her daughter has mental health problems, but I definitely do see your point, but I think that, you know, my question always is to Rosie, would you be saying the same things about Donald Trump if you hadn't had, you know, the personal back and forth? And that was bad. You know, they were both very bad with that. But
sure.
She started it. She started it by attacking him on The View. And doing impersonations of his hair and all of this. And he obviously got P-I-S-S and attacked back. And she didn't like that, so she kept coming back at him. And they were both particularly vile. You know, I don't want to take sides in that part of it. But
nope.
I have to say, right now, you know, I wonder if Rosie's level of response to Donald is due to his policies. Or it's actually personal, and I'm sorry, but I fall down on the side of the fact that it's personal.
Oh, look it. I think you and I talked about this earlier, so we can get this out of the way. Is I tell people all the time, as I did with that commentator that came in the other day, trying to say that I didn't support Donald Trump, and then I became a drone and started supporting him. I go, look, stop. You obviously don't listen to the show. I support the president of these United States. I want America to become strong and to be strong and to be respected overseas again. And it wouldn't matter what president was in there. I mean, I didn't like Obama. I think he did a terrible job. I probably could count on one hand on all the things he did that I agreed with and I thought was good for the country. But, you know, the bottom line with it is ripping him up all the time helps no one in nothing.
No.
Right?
I, for transparency, and I said this several times, I was not a supporter of Donald Trump.
No, you weren't.
He won the nomination. I was totally against him. But I am a patriot, and I am, you know, a party person.
I've seen the pictures. I know. Okay.
That's for a different segment. But I got on board and I supported him. My thing is with Donald Trump is that everybody needs to stop seeing him as that TV personality that he portrayed, and see beyond that. Because I think when you do, you actually see a half-decent perfect person. Is he perfect? Absolutely not. Does he say things he shouldn't say? Absolutely. Does he tweet things he shouldn't tweet? Yeah, totally. but if you had two to choose from, and one of them is Hillary Clinton, and the other one is Donald Trump, I will support Donald Trump to the death.
You know, it's funny for my Christian friends out there who are, you know, never Trumpers. I talked to a pastor this week from a large congregation, and he was telling me some of the issues he had. I said, well, isn't it really simple? Because Jesus told us to pray for our enemies. And basically, in plain simple English, he said, praying for your mom, for your dad, or for your friends is easy. Praying for somebody who hates you, that takes a whole different mindset now, doesn't it?
It does.
So, you know, we're up against it. Tell people again, because, you know, I have some old folks listening. They won't remember where they can find your writings, get your shows, your past shows, and that kind of thing.
SandraGibbs.com, and we will be back next month, Joe, with the Express.
He's back for the show next month. Seriously, now, listen, don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break. We're gonna hear, feel, and see a real snowflake in action. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Bassini, your host.